Welcome home. By the time the U.S. entered the war, the Russian government was collapsing. The Tsar was swept away in favor of the Bolsheviks. In March 1918, the new Russian government signed a peace treaty with the Central Powers, giving Germany a temporary victory. The spring of 1918 brought some of the war's most devastating battles as the Allies launched what became the final campaign of the war, the Hundred Days Offensive. With devastating losses on both sides, the Allies finally were able to drive the Germans out of France. Soon after, Germany agreed to an armistice, which was signed on November 11, 1918. This date was known as Armistice Day and later was renamed Veterans Day, a day we observe in honor of military veterans of all wars. By the end of the war, the centuries-old empires of Germany, Russia, Austria-Hungary, and the Ottoman Empire would no longer exist. In January 1919, five major peace treaties were prepared, including the Treaty of Versailles, between the Allies and Germany. Billions of dollars in war compensation were required of Germany in the treaty, crippling its war-weary economy and ultimately setting the stage for World War II. Back at home, Buffalo welcomed returning soldiers with much fanfare. Parades and patriotic receptions occurred throughout the spring, officially concluding with tributes and fireworks in all the city parks on Independence Day. A municipal employment bureau was helped to create returning soldiers find work, often displacing the women who had filled in their absence. African American soldiers were welcomed home, but continued to experience the oppression they had endured before the war. African American soldiers were welcomed home, but continued to experience the oppression they had endured before the war. Unfortunately, integration of the military would not be seen until after World War II. Of course, not everyone who served in the military came home again. The cost to the U.S. in lives was more than 53,000 killed and 204,000 wounded, with at least 41 million military and civilian casualties worldwide. In the following years, multiple groups and programs would be established to support veteran benefits and specialized medical care and encourage camaraderie of military veterans, such as the American Legion, the Veterans Bureau, and later the Veterans Administration.